I'd like to talk to you about something. Something I've been thinking about here in Siglufjordur. We're in the museum, the Herring Eyrum Museum. I want to show you something. I think it might help. Go up those steps. We're going up to the next floor, to the living quarters of the Herring Girls. You know who they were, right? Take the first right, into that bedroom there. I want you to look in that box on the bed, the lower bunk on the left. That's it. Now, can you see a photo in there? It's curled at the edge. It's a handsome looking guy with dark skin. You can see his name on the corner. Harry Belafonte. The picture's probably from the mid-50s, at the peak of his success, also at the peak of the herring adventure here in Iceland. There's something about that picture. It strikes me. I think it has some kind of significance.
Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally.
Come on, let's go. I want to show you something else. Go outside, to the other bedroom on the left. That's the one. Go inside. Watch those photos by the window. Have a look. It's the Herring Girls. Laughing, joking, smoking, having fun, waiting for the evening dance. Now turn to the right. Look at that board on the top bed there, covered in graffiti and messages of love between herring girls and sailors. Look in the top corner. Island in the Sun. Well, that was one of Harry's biggest hits in 1954, I think, long before I was born.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun. I may sail on many a sea.
Could that island be Iceland? Okay, let's go back downstairs. Careful on the way down. Okay, let's go to the main room, the big room. Walk to the corner, to the right of the information desk. Look on the walls there, look for a graph, some kind of information about the herring stocks in Iceland. Harry Belafonte had a remarkable career. He was the first singer in America to sell 1 million copies of an album. But with the arrival of the Beatles and then the hippie revolution, his star faded and he focused on civil rights work and live concerts. He received no more gold discs until the revival of his work in the late 80s. Harry's career collapsed in 1967. I realised his career had diminished in the same year as the disappearance of herring stocks in Northern Iceland. That same year, the majority of the herring girls left Siglufjordur, and his photo lay unseen until resurrected in the present displays in the Herring Eyrum Museum. Perhaps he could offer some clues to the disappearance of the herring and the effect of the herring adventure on the island of Iceland. Okay, let's go outside now. Smile at the girl on the information desk on the way out. Okay, we're outside now. Wait a minute. When I was here last, it was summer. I could feel the heat of the sun on my skin. Let's walk along the road towards the fishing boats. You can see the town is still a haven for fishermen, and modern catches aren't modest. Every day, cod and trout piles up in plastic crates ready for transporting. Harry's songs were hugely popular with the young people of 1950s Iceland, and his words often spoke of islands and fishermen going out to sea, leaving loved ones behind, exploring the resulting longing and sentiment that a sea life engendered. Harry spent much of his childhood in Jamaica, and the folk music and traditions of the island informed much of his work. Jamaica is a small island, 10 times smaller than Iceland, with 10 times as many people. But the island shares with Iceland a rich rural culture and a strong national identity. Both are countries of exile, forced or otherwise. Was there some connection between these two islands, a line in the ocean from the tropics to the North Atlantic? Keep walking. We're close to the harbour now. Stop a second. Watch the fishing boats. In many ways, Harry's songs are songs of Iceland. Maybe, if Harry Belafonte came back to Siglufjörður, the herring would come back too. I'll leave you with Harry now. Take a look around. Thanks for listening to my story.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear.
Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain.